The Spire series presents Canadian Brass on Friday, March 20th, 7:30 p.m. at First and Franklin in Baltimore. And with me to talk about the performance is one of the trumpeters in Canadian Brass, Joe Bergstaller. How did you first join Canadian Brass?
It's a great story, and it started when I was really, really young. I started the harmonica when I was 3, and then the cornet when I was 4. I'm 54 now, so 50 years into playing the cornet. And the reason I started that young is because one of my main inspirations back then was Canadian Brass. As they made their way onto the international scene, they created a phenomena that lasts to today. And when I say they, I'm talking about the original members, of which we still have Chuck Dallenbach on tuba, playing better than ever. If you talk to brass players specifically, especially young brass players who are made aware of Canadian Brass at a young age, it becomes kind of a fantasy to join the group. The group's sound is in the DNA of young brass players. Our approach, our music, often is on every bandstand in the country. So as I was growing up, literally one of my fantasies was to join the Canadian Brass. The opportunity presented itself. I was ready.
Well, what is required to be a Canadian Brass player?
Of course, a high level of playing, but more so than anything, are they knowledgeable and experienced and interested and really connecting with an audience, which is much more than just sitting there and playing a part. And there's just a lot to manage on a daily basis. You have to love it.
Do you have to be an extrovert to be a part of the group?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, that the more we know about introverts and extroverts, there's all sorts of different kinds. I think there are extroverts who do really well in communicating. And I think there's introverts that also do really well in communicating. So there's no official qualification like that, but I do know that both are possible for sure.
One of the things among so many that makes Canadian Brass iconic is the incredible repertoire and a lot of arranging. Is that one of the superpowers that you have to be in Canadian Brass, to be a good arranger?
That's a great word. Well, yes, one of the aspects I get to use as a member of the Canadian Brass is arranging. So when we come to Baltimore, you'll hear several of my arrangements. And overall, the group has created a legacy canon of masterworks for brass. For instance, one of the great best received by our audience suites we're playing right now is a suite of 3 pieces by Bach. And they are arranged for us by our main arranger, Luther Henderson. And he was the classical arm of Duke Ellington. So he arranged over 140 for us. And so he's taken some Bach partitas and rearranged them in a semi-jazz style. And it's Bebop Bach, Dixieland Bach, and Cool Bach were the titles he gave them. So what he did was somehow preserve the integrity of the original Bachs and ported them over to our quintet. Often we'll do straight classical arrangements too and do the same thing. But in this case, I think he really tapped into the spirit of Bach, who essentially was an improviser.
Well, thank you so much. You've been so generous. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's been such a pleasure to speak with trumpeter Joe Bergstaller of Canadian Brass. Canadian Brass will be presented by the Spire Series in a concert on Friday, March 20th, 7:30 p.m. at First and Franklin Church in Baltimore. Tickets and further information available at firstfranklin.org.